On Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy Week, why do Americans give so much to charities overseas? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Appy, associate professor of public administration and policy, explores different kinds of donors.
In 2020, Americans gave over $471 billion to charity, and giving to international causes saw a growth of over 9%. Why do Americans donate to international causes? There are considerations that might inform the motivations attached to giving internationally. A dominant intellectual movement, effective altruism, has emphasized rational and moral decision-making prior to donating in order to judge a donation's cost-effectiveness. That is, the donor seeks to ensure that the effect of a donation is maximized, often measured by the number of lives saved. Effective altruists argue that for those in the U.S. and other industrialized countries, currency goes further to meet critical needs overseas. Thus, giving to international causes is simply morally superior. Our research shows, however, that everyday American donors who give internationally both experience and calculate needs overseas in ways that are often distinct from effective altruists. In fact, more likely than not, donors are personally exposed to needs overseas through certain pathways, such as taking part in missionary work or church-based volunteering, or adopting a child from another country. Our research shows how these pathways have both local and international dimensions. What is called philanthrolocalism emerges in contrast to effective altruism as it prioritizes local and personal engagement. These donors are not persuaded solely by the cost-effectiveness and dollar and cent arguments which support effective altruists' international giving. Rather, these donors consider their overseas gifts as indeed person-to-person expressions of helping and caring alongside their local giving.
That was Susan Appy of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.